Welcome to Living Your Soul's Journey with Dr. Vicki. I am so grateful to be here with you tonight. We discuss issues to help you walk your soul's pilgrimage in your own authentic way. Sharing the path with your angels and spiritual guides gives you the comfort and security of always knowing you are not alone. You are invited to visit my website at livingyoursoulsjourney.com and fill out the Freedom to Be Me journal, a place of self-discovery. The show airs every Sunday night on BBS Radio at 4 Pacific, 7 Eastern. Call in or just listen during our inspirational discussions from guests around the world and from Dr. Vicki, a counselor of law and spirituality. And now, Living Your Soul's Journey. Well, good evening, everyone, and welcome to Living Your Soul's Journey. I'm Dr. Vicki. I'm going to be talking tonight about the mother-daughter bond. I just want to say a couple of things before we get started. It has been such a blessed week. There have been five planets that are retrograde, so I know a lot of us have been feeling strangely, at least those folks that I have talked to have. It can cause a lot of communication issues. It can have lots of misunderstandings, and some crazy stuff can be happening. So just know that as you listen tonight, that it has been an interesting time period for a lot of people. So be aware of that. And within the next couple of months, I think things will sort out, if not sooner. I'm not an astrologer, so I don't always know that. But I know that it has affected me a lot. And it's just been very, very interesting. But always find something to be in gratitude about, and always find something to find in each challenge that you go through in life. Some gift. And it may take a day or two. It may take a week. Sometimes it takes longer than that to find the gift. But always know that there will be something there. There are three aspects of a mother-daughter relationship that I want to talk about tonight. One is, as an attorney, a Georgia attorney, you know that I have worked for years as a divorce attorney. I don't do that anymore. It was a little traumatic. I enjoyed it while I was doing it, but it became, you know, it became very interesting, because when someone goes through a divorce, they change. It's a very difficult time for anyone, much less if you have children. But even if you don't have children, going through a divorce, ending those dreams can be very, very difficult. And if you are a parent, and I am going to be discussing the mother-daughter, so you guys, if there's anyone listening, it has nothing to do with me not addressing you, but look at it from maybe you can learn something about your sisters or your parents or friends of yours that are female. So just always look at it from that way. I'm not excluding you. I'm just addressing the mother-daughter relationship. But I want to address three aspects of it. One is the mother and daughter relationship after or during a divorce. And the second aspect I wanted to look at is the mother-daughter relationship as addressed as an adult, like from when you lose your parent, when you lose your mother as a daughter, as an adult, losing a parent. And then the third aspect of it, the last section of the show, I want to address just simply the mother-daughter relationship. Last week when I finished the show, my daughter looked at me and I said, wow, I need to look at what I want to talk about next week. And she said, why don't you discuss the mother-daughter bond? And I said, what a great idea. That is a terrific idea. So I took that upon myself to really look at shows this week on TV, and as I addressed people in my appointments as an attorney, I looked at, you know, it's specifically looked at the relationship between mother and daughter. And I do want to say, because we go to the movies a lot, my daughter and I go to the movies because we have a free movie pass, thanks to my mom. And it's been really nice because we get to see all kinds of relationships in movies. And, you know, there were a lot of Mother's Day I saw, and that really certainly had a lot of mother-daughter relationship issues that went in that movie. I'd really like to see it again. It was really a delightful movie. It's not an Academy Award movie, but it was just a very delightful movie. But getting back to the first aspect of what I want to talk about tonight, the divorce, the situation, when you have a daughter and you are going through a divorce, I guess the biggest aspect of that is that you don't want to depend on them too much. You know, you've had this relationship with someone, and all of a sudden now you don't have that relationship. And you don't want to depend too much on your children, because it's stressful enough for them. And I know when I was in high school, I had two parents, yet they weren't happy. And I know that my mother tended to depend on me a lot. And I look back on that, and I feel bad sometimes, you know, when I didn't quite understand it at the time, but I treasured the relationship, and I loved doing that for my mother. I actually, you know, spent New Year's Eve a lot of times with her, and I would do things with her to keep her from having to be, you know, alone with her husband, or at that time, of course, he was my father too. And the reason why I bring all that up is sometimes we can look back on our lives and we can say, wow, that took away some of my childhood, but not really. When I have evaluated my life over the last couple, especially in the last month and a half since I lost my mother, is that she did the best that she could. And she may have saved me as well from getting into relationships that, as a young teenager, we don't have a real sharp mind, some of us. Maybe you do. Maybe you have kids that do. But I certainly was a little confused during those time periods, 15, 16, 17, 18, even 19, even older than that. And so, you know, during those times that I spent a lot of more time with her than I did friends, it could have saved me from getting into some sort of trouble. We don't know God's plan for us. Sometimes we wonder, why am I having to go through this, or why is this occurring with my life? And the truth is, it could be occurring because you are being protected from something. You really don't know sometimes what our gifts are and what we are in gratitude for. Like, you don't, our uncounted blessings that we don't know about. So when you do have a daughter, though, when you have gone through divorce, and I do have a daughter, and I have been through a divorce, and the biggest issue that comes up is depending on them too much for that, oh, I don't know what you want to call it, friendship or camaraderie, which you really can't depend on your children for. They're going through their own discomfort, wondering if it's their fault. Did they cause it? Sometimes they want it to happen. And I'll give you a good example. As an adult, my parents did divorce after, I think they'd been married, you know, maybe 40, 50, 60, 80 years. I don't know. It seemed like 100. And they were they were very, very mature people when they divorced. And we wanted them to divorce because they had been so miserable all of their lives that it was so uncomfortable being with them and being a part of either one of their lives that it was a blessing. And my sister that I lost about 10 years ago, well, actually longer than that. At this point, it's been 14 years. But I lost her to cancer. And I can remember when she was much older than I was, but when I can remember her calling the realtor and putting the house on the market. She put the house on the market. And, you know, in those days, I guess it was easy to do. The realtor came by and eventually got both of their signatures. But she's the one that instigated it. And she was like, you know what? Y'all aren't living like this anymore. She took it upon herself because they were so comfortable, miserably comfortable in this relationship that I don't know how you can say something's comfortable when it's miserable, but it is. In psychology, we learned that comfortableness is not always the best place to be. And you don't grow when you're too comfortable. You just don't grow. So what happened is that she ended up getting the house put on the market, and it sold rather quickly. So When we go through divorces as an adult mother-daughter relationship, it can actually strengthen the relationship, because if you don't have that conflict going on and that person miserable, then your parent, who is maybe your parent, but they're still a human being, they're still got their own problems, their own issues, and their own needs, then you've learned to see them as a different kind of person other than just this parent who may have made a mistake when they married this person, or maybe they married again. Maybe you lost your father, or maybe they've gone through several divorces or something. In today's world, heaven knows how many people go through a lot of divorces. And so, and a lot of people don't. They just stay in a marriage and have a miserable time. So, but I just want to say that sometimes divorced mothers and their adult daughters can become closer. And they actually become closer, and the sons can actually become closer to their fathers sometimes after a divorce. A lot of times it depends on where they live. But the reason why I bring this up is that when you have a daughter, the main thing that you want to do as in a divorce situation is honor them for who they are and to always remind them that it is not their fault that their parents are going through a divorce. And a lot of times a marriage can be a pretty good, decent marriage, but then a child comes into the relationship. And after the child comes into the relationship, the parents get a divorce. And it can be because of a myriad of reasons. And I don't want to get into that. We're not talking about divorce here. We're talking about mother-daughter relationships. Yet the daughter can sometimes feel like it was her fault when in fact it could be. And I've seen this in three or four situations that I was actually the divorce attorney on. The father was accused of something that, whether true or not, it affected the child, and the mother knew it was to be true. And I say whether it was true or not, maybe it didn't go through the criminal system, or maybe he just wasn't a good father, or maybe he fell in love with somebody else, or maybe whatever. But I have seen one thing consistently throughout the years that I was a divorce attorney, and this is, again, personal experience only, folks. So, you know, don't be upset with me for saying this, but every time that I've seen it, the father tended to be involved with someone else, and the mother tended to stay with the children. Now, I did have one situation, and I will share this briefly because it was not the funnest situation, if I can say that. I was on my way to Alaska, and I was representing this mother, and she had just gotten custody, and I had worked so hard on getting her two children, her daughters. She had two daughters, custody of her two daughters, and she did something that she shouldn't have done, and she ended up in jail, and she lost all those children. And I wasn't doing child custody after that. It was about a year or two later, and so I didn't handle any of that for her. But she never, I don't know if she ever got her kids back or not, but it was that was a little circumstance that, you know, in today's world, if you have children, you have to live accordingly. You can't go out running around in bars, and you take care of your children. And that's one of those soul's journeys that you have to remember, that when you have been awarded custody and you have the opportunity, the blessing to be able to have your children full time, you best take care of them. And that mother-daughter relationship in a divorce, whether it be an adult or not, can be a very enriching time. It can be a very, very enriching time with your child, because at that point, you actually have more time sometimes to spend with your children, because you're not taking care of a partner anymore. You come home from work, if you work full time, and hopefully you do if you're taking care of your children, and you don't have to cook the same way. You don't have, you only maybe have to take care of your daughter or your children, as opposed to taking care of your husband and the children. So it can be very, in a way, it can be good too. So if you see everything as a gift, it can be good. Now, one thing I do want to talk about is the mother-daughter relationship, is that never try to lean on your daughter too much, because you have to remember, giving her the space is extremely important in her owning who she is. Every child, especially a daughter that's even if they're younger, they have to learn who they are. They may cook differently, they may clean differently, and you have to honor that. And I've learned that really through my own relationship with my daughter, because she is, when we're having the house on the market and we have to clean it all the time, keep it constantly clean, and she cleans differently than I do. She actually does a better job, or at least an equal job, I should say, something she does really, really excellent. But she does it differently than I am, than I would do it. So who's to say who's right or wrong? Nobody. Nobody's right or wrong. So you have to honor their way of doing it. It's in this space that she learns how to take care of her own home so that when you're not around. Now, there were some instances when we went to my mother's memorial in Mississippi, and we talked a lot about that. And I said, well, what would you do in this circumstance? How would you handle this? And my biggest issue is I don't give her time to talk. I kind of butt in too much. But she really is learning to, well, how would I handle that? What would I do in this circumstance? And we even go through, as a mother-daughter, we even go through the circumstances of what would happen if something happened to me down the road, where I keep things. You know, what would happen to the house that we live in? What would happen to all of those circumstances? And we talk about that. It's not always comfortable, but my mother and I did that when I probably about 8 years ago, when my mother went into the place that she had to go after her fall, we talked about what would happen when she passed away. It was unreal to me. You know, I never thought that my mother would pass away. I never did. She lived to 92 years old. I really just never thought she would die. I mean, I knew that she was getting older, and I avoided addressing that with her because she was the type of person that would never talk about it. And maybe to other people she would, but she wanted to be healthy and very young and vibrant. And she was an Aries. So she had that Aries energy of just wanting to always live young. And I have to admire that in her. And when she realized that she was not going to be able to do the things that she wanted to do anymore, that's within 4 days, she was gone. And it was probably the hardest thing, and I'm still dealing with it. And it's been, you know, only 5-6 weeks since she crossed over. And it's becoming even more of an issue for me than it was when she first crossed over, because now as an adult mother of my own child and having lost her, it is, you become your own parent. You don't really have, even when your parents become older, you really don't have a parent per se, because you end up being their parent. You end up taking care of them, but there's still that parent. There is a comfort in having a parent alive. And I don't know how to explain that to anyone unless they've experienced it and lost a parent, because you really don't appreciate that comfort of having that parent just to be there. I mean, to call, and even if you say they annoy you, and even if it gets on your nerves, just having that parent there is a comfort to you. And so having both parents lost, it can do a very strange and interesting phenomena to you. I go through a lot of grief during the day. Sometimes I don't think about it, and then other times it'll all come out. And I found out through the Reverend, through hospice, and they're wonderful, by the way, Transitions Hospice are fabulous group, that sometimes after a month or two, sometimes it's even a different kind of grief than you went through initially. So I just want to comment on that, because as a daughter and as a mother of a daughter, I have had to see the difference, and I've had to think about the future for my daughter and how she'll deal with it. I can't control that, but I can help her deal with it. And so it's been fascinating. I want to take Sandy. How are you tonight, Sandy?
I am fine. I wanted to listen and keep listening. But I'm about to have company, so I wanted to just call in and support you and make some comments. But what you said about not believing your mother would pass away, my mother seemed to be healthier than any of her children. And I expected her to live well past 100, couldn't imagine not having her around. And my children laughed at me, even in my grief. They came up to Georgia from Alabama to tell me that mother had passed, and I just broke down crying, and the first words out of my mouth was, she was only 81 years old, and they thought that was so funny. But also you mentioned try not to lean on your children too much, and I'm afraid that I was kind of bad about doing that with my oldest, and she felt responsible for her father and I having a happy marriage. She felt like she had to repair everything or try to, which wasn't good. And I'd just like to say, people who can't get along, who are staying together for the children, if you are arguing in front of those children, that is the worst thing in the world you can do. Whether you're together or you divorce, it's very important to be on the same side of the children and have unity, a united front where the children are concerned. And then one light thing, Vicki, I wanted to, because your show reminded me of an old episode of Night Court that I saw. An elderly couple were arrested, and they were standing in the night court, and they were arrested for disturbing the peace, arguing so loudly. And the judge simply said, well, if you can't get along, why don't you just get a divorce? And they said, we're waiting for the children to die.
Oh, my gosh. that's too much.
Yeah. But mother-daughter relationships are so, so precious. And
yes,
I've got
really
to witness yours and Phoenix's just a very, very little, but from what I have seen, it is very beautiful, and you two are just bonded so, so wonderfully. And I'm about to have company. I'm going to have to go in just a minute.
Well, thank you so much for calling in, and y'all have a blessed day, okay?
Okay, thank you, Vicki.
Thanks,
bye,
hon. All right, bye-bye. Hi, Kenny from Pennsylvania. How are you tonight?
Wonderful. How are you?
I'm doing great. This will be interesting. You have some comments on mother-daughter relationships?
Oh, no, I didn't. I'm so sorry.
What's your question tonight?
I was searching online to see if I could find a psychic-type radio show, and I came across yours, and I loved the title with Living Your Soul's Journey. And I'm having trouble with my soul's journey because I don't know what my soul wants to do.
Oh, wow. Okay. Talk to me a little bit about, I'm going to pull some cards out for you, and I'd love to do counsel, by the way. And, you know, I have to tell you, a lot of us have trouble on our soul's journey. The one thing I'm going to ask you while I'm kind of just getting to know you a little bit as I listen to you talk is, what is it that you feel right now, Kenny, that you're doing or not doing that if you could wave a magic wand, you would do?
Oh.
I mean, if you had a magic wand.
Well, I don't want to. This is going to sound horrible, but if I could have a magic wand, I would like to go to the other side.
Oh. It's sort of.
So, okay. But I'm not, like, going to hurt myself in any way. I don't want to come across that way, but. Yeah, if I could do either that or be at the table, then I guess my second would be to know what I'm going to do with the rest of my life to be able to make a living, because the business that I've been running is kind of not doing as well as it should. So I have a lot of people saying, well, you need to get a different job. And I don't know, it's, you know, I'm 50 plus, and it feels like I'm right out of college again, trying to figure out what I want to do, and I don't know what to do.
I have to say one thing that's coming so strongly that I've got to be able to say it. When we feel like that, and a lot of us feel this way, Kenny, that we just want to go on over to the other side because there's so much comfort there and so much peace and so much harmony. And I'm going to ask, I know as guys, I don't know how you meditate or how you connect with your spirit guide. Do you have, I mean, your higher self, do you have a real strong connection
there? I don't know. I talk to the angels all the time.
Okay.
I don't hear anything back. It's always one-sided. I'm not really sure how to meditate, so I haven't started to do that.
Okay. I am just getting
like everybody I talk to. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, I want to hear from you. Go ahead.
In the local area, I had tried to call or try to find someone that I could talk to, and it's always very expensive to talk to anybody, so it's just tickled pink that I could actually talk to someone like yourself that may be able to give me direction.
Well, I will do the very best that I can. What's just pouring in right now is, first off, I know that you may be working at a job right now, and I know that it's hard when I tell you things like this. There are two words that keep coming out: entrepreneurship, and there is some spiritual connection. The angels are, you've got this team of angels around you, Kenny, and they do talk to you. It's just that you know, there's something that you need to, let me see what I'm hearing here. When you say you don't meditate, is that because you don't have the time or you don't know how? Because I want to help you with that first step. Huh?
I don't know how.
Okay. Let me help you with this. Because
sure.
When you learn to meditate, you will find the answers. They're talking to you. I hear them talking to you, but I hear the word relax to hear them. And the way you meditate is, do you, first off, tell me how you love to be. Do you like to walk when you're by yourself?
I do enjoy walking. I like to take the dog for a walk.
Okay, good. There you go. That's my meditation, by the way, is taking my dogs for a walk. Because when you're out there in nature, I don't know where you live, but if you're out in nature, regardless of where that could be, there are insights. And this is what I want to share with you, Kenny, is that you get insights from your angels, and you've just got to learn to decipher what they're saying. It's not like, I don't know if you're, if you hear or feel or smell. How do you typically get your messages? Do you know how that comes about?
A couple of times I could just see the idea all of a sudden, but I don't ever hear anything. I don't actually have, you know, I'm trying to get better at this, and I've been studying for the past year and a half, just trying to see life in different a different viewpoint, understanding the way people understand their religion differently, and being accepting of everybody rather than saying, oh, this is the right way, or that's the right way, or that's the wrong way. And I'm just seeing that things are different than we may actually have been brought up. So I'm doing all that. I've been trying... be back up. I'm rambling. There's a lot of times if I'm in the shower and by myself, I'm with the water. So I'll try to communicate, and I'm explaining, I would love to be able to hear you, but I can't. There's times where I'm walking, if I'm walking with the dog or in the woods or on the street with houses, you know, I'm still constantly talking, or in the car if I'm by myself. I'll talk to angels to try to figure out what to do. And I just don't ever seem like I can get anything back. And I don't know if it's because I do take medicine, but I don't want to not take medicine just because someone happens on YouTube says that your pineal gland is calcified and you need to do all these different things.
Well, you can still get answers even if you're on medicine. It does. You just have to. What I'm going to ask you just to do is just. There's a statement that I want you to take away from talking to me tonight, okay? It's a book that I found, what is the most powerful shift. It's called The Great Little Book of Affirmations by Dr. Noah St. John. And it's talking about, you know how we always say, why can't I get answers? Why can't this happen? Why can't this happen? And instead, you say, why is it so easy for me to hear my angels? Because our minds... regardless of whatever it is, we always have to have a question to answer. And our minds are so used to answering negative questions. So instead, reframe that and say, why is it so easy for me to hear my angels? Because they do talk to you. But I keep hearing, this is what I keep hearing for you, is entrepreneurship. I would not quit your job right now. I would work on, what kind of education do you have?
Business, marketing, and the thing you say about entrepreneurship is that's the problem I'm having, is that the business that I have is my own. It's an internet company. It's not just that. I mean, it's actually a chocolate business that I happen to sell on the internet. Okay. And it just all of a sudden started to not do as well. So, you know, it's, if you don't have money to pay for a mortgage, you know, you need to do something
yes.
else. So everybody's
okay.
like, you need to just quit that. You need to quit that. You need to just find something else. I'm like, well, that's fine and dandy, but how do I just go out and do something else if you don't
well,
know what you,
know,
you want
to
do?
You have to, I mean, are you making any money from it?
A little bit, yeah. I mean, okay. right now it's, you know, I've had a couple jobs that kind of pulled through, but, and I did happen to contact someone that's local that's actually going to be working on my website.
Yes.
That's very
well,
reasonable.
I'm going to do a special favor for you tonight, and I want to know the name of your business so that other people maybe could find your chocolate on your, what's the name of your business?
It's chocolatedreamsandwishes.com.
Wow. Wow. Are you promoting, you using social media and
well, I'm hoping that these, this new company I'm going to be dealing with that may be able to help me with that.
That
they're going to be redoing my website.
Okay. I think that's a great idea though. And I think that what I'm hearing is because I keep hearing entrepreneurship with you. So what I would do is create as much social media as you can without having to pay for it. Twitter, Facebook,
mm-hmm.
all of those things. And listen, you know more about all that than I do, Kenny. I know with BBS, they really push a lot of that but that's a wonderful business. And I don't know that I would just get rid of it. I would, if you've worked on it, keep promoting on that for do it for free and just keep marketing and marketing and marketing and marketing. And do you enjoy it though? But this is the
oh, absolutely. Well, the thing is that a lot of the people I deal with, even though I can do chocolate for any event, most of my business comes for weddings. I do chocolate menus, chocolate place cards to where, like, you know, when you go to a wedding, you have an escort card or place card. And it has the person's name and table number, you know, or name. And I put that all on the chocolate. So it acts as a favor. The person sees something totally unique. We could put pictures and words and anything you want on there. And then the guest gets to eat it.
Okay. When did the business start going down? What shifted for you that things shifted around for that? What shifted?
Well,
what time period?
I'm not quite sure. You mean when I started it?
No. When did you said it was doing well, and then all of a sudden it didn't?
Well,
what
it seemed like it was doing well. That it just well, I guess in the past year things have started to just nosedive. I'd say in the past year and a half, things
okay.
have started to
well,
slow down. I'm not
yeah.
getting as many orders as I used to.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I would recommend that you. Before you trash this fabulous business that you have, is give them a chance to work on the website. And then also what I would do, if you're not that busy with it right now, with your entrepreneurship background, your business and your marketing, then what I sense that you could be doing is possibly helping others. I'll tell you, the people that are making the money, Kenny, are the ones that are helping other people market. And this may be your, what am I getting here? It's like you're getting this opportunity to redirect your talents. And it's not comfortable. I'm telling you, change, Kenny, is not always so comfortable. I mean, I went through a dry spell as an attorney for 3 years, and I wondered how in the world I'm going to survive. It happens. But from
mm-hmm.
that, and so I just want you to keep hanging on. But there's something going on with you that your soul is wanting you to shift a little bit. It's like you can't keep doing the same thing over and over again and expecting the same solution.
Right.
Because
I totally agree with that.
Yeah. So there's something.
Well, let me see if you can pinpoint it. See if there's any answers that you could hear from
okay.
me that would say, if I were going to not get rid of the business, but do something as a part-time job or even as a full-time job and have this as an addition, you know, like a supplemental type thing, what should I go for? Because that's where I'm having a hard time. I don't know what to look into.
What I keep hearing is marketing, helping other people to because of your situation that you went in, you're now having to get help. And that's usually when you're getting help on something, you're learning, and there's something in that gift that you have because you're very well spoken. You speak beautifully. And I feel there, and if you've been working with people in weddings and all that, then I would, there's something in, maybe take away the chocolate. Don't take away the chocolate in the sense of taking the business away. But where are your contacts? And I'm not giving you psychic information right now as much as I am counseling. Where are your contacts right now? If you had to call people right now for business, forget the chocolate for just a minute, who would you call? Wedding people? Who would you call? What kind of people would you call, Kenny?
If I had to call, like, is it in friends or any business contacts? I really don't have any.
Oh,
everything
you don't.
I do is I do myself.
Oh.
So I have people that I purchase from, you know, suppliers.
Okay.
But I don't have, I guess the people that I deal with mostly, like 99% of the people, are one-time customers.
Oh,
so I do
okay.
have a few that purchase from me consistently, but that's not many.
Okay. All right. Well, then what I would do is go online, and I have done this myself. I would go online and I would start scouting out things that, because your soul's asking you to help other people. It's like all I can tell you, Kenny, is what I'm seeing. Okay. This is
sure.
channeling information in. I'm seeing you receiving it in, but now you're giving it out in a different way. Now, I don't know how to make that sense for you other than what I'm seeing. It's almost like you are guiding other people as opposed to giving other people. You've been giving out chocolate. You've been giving that. And I'm telling you, as I hear it, it's a guiding now. You're guiding people.
Okay.
Now, how that you can relate that to what you're doing, there's so much online that, I mean, you could contact, how much do you know about marketing and IT stuff? Is there something that you could start helping businesses with?
I don't know enough. I know a little bit, but not enough.
Okay, so that's
and
not...
That's the thing. I love IT, but for me to get into that field, I'd have to go back to school, and I don't have the funds for
that's
that.
That's not going to solve
time.
Anything right now.
Right.
That's not... You want something that you can... First off, I would not reject the chocolate. I would promote that like crazy.
Okay.
And I would branch out from that. I would take the chocolate. Maybe... Ah, I see what it is. I get it. Okay. You've been niched into this one type of chocolate stuff. Open it up. And that's the guidance. There you go. Open it up. Don't just do the chocolate. Do something else that can service people. Maybe people don't have the money that they did. I mean, there's so much stuff going on, Kenny. I don't know your environment that well. But it could be that it has got to be branched out. And that's what you're being asked to offer more services than just that chocolate.
Okay.
That's what
I know where to go with that.
I'm sorry, what'd you say?
I know where to go with that. I know exactly what to do.
That's what you need to do. There's your answer.
Okay.
It came in just as soon as you, I like you talking a lot because I get a lot of, that's not what you say. It's the energy behind your words. That's what it is. What you've been doing is beautiful. And it's great. Just, that's why I kept seeing that direction and that guidance. It's like you're having to open up and branch out. Keep that marketing strong, 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 okay? Keep it strong. And, you're going to do, in 6 months, you turn this around in 6 months, and you will be quite surprised at what progress you've made, and you can
wonderful.
You can call back and let me know because
I will definitely do that.
Yeah, and I'll tell you, Kenny, I'm changing the direction of my show as well. because I like to help people just like yourself. Not everybody has the funds to spend $200 and $300 an hour to get spiritual counseling.
Exactly.
And, it's sometimes it doesn't take that long, but if you know, I got it for you. You're going to do just fine. It's going to take a, don't get frustrated though. Don't, if it doesn't okay. happen in a day or 2 days, release any resistance. And the other question, I mean, I'm sorry, the other issue I want to bring up real quickly is, your angels are talking to you all the time. Your higher self is talking. I know you don't want to spend any money, but I want you to go to Google and I want you to just look up how to communicate with your higher self. Do you know what your higher self does, Kenny?
Yes.
Okay, good. Wow.
I've done the different things I've read about. Oh, my goodness. There's so many books that I don't like to, per se, read books, but I like to listen to them. And Michael Newton was the first person. And then there's several people online that explained it very well. I'm trying to see if I can find all the different books.
Because your higher self, it gives you answers. And I will tell you, I get answers from my higher self and my inner child that are directly connected to my angel teams. And I will get check marks and I get a big old X. And I just go directly to my higher self. I communicate with her all the time because she is that part of me that is not encumbered by the physical universe, the ego, the I have to have it now, or I have to do it this way, and I want to do it this way, and no, you can't do it this way. And the higher self is the if I didn't have my connection with my higher self, Kenny, I'd probably feel like you all the time, because I, you know why you feel like you want to cross over is because you want that peace and that comfort and that connection with your higher self. And when that's why you want that, get that feeling sometimes is because you want that spiritual connection.
And that's, oh, absolutely. That's I agree. From what I've that's you know, awesome. Researched, I thought our higher self was us, but the percent, like, not 100% of us comes onto the earth, that part of us is left behind, and that is our higher self.
Yeah, it's a beautiful way of looking at it. I mean, there are all okay. different kinds of ways of saying it. It's just that that higher self is not, has a direct connection with God, spirit, I don't care, the universe, whatever you want to okay. call it, is completely unencumbered by the physical universe heaviness or the ego and all the junk that we have to do on this planet, like sell chocolate, make a living. You know, I mean, I'm right. I'm an attorney during the week, Kenny. That's all I do is attorney work, you see. So, and it keeps me grounded and it keeps the income coming in. But you know, the spiritual connection that I have during the time that I do my appointments, if I didn't have that spiritual connection 24/7, life would be just, oh, yuck. It would, mm-hmm. I mean, you know what I'm saying? It wouldn't be worth living. It would be awful. And so
it has helped me so much more doing the research and listening and things and looking at it, life and death differently than I had.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that has definitely been a big influence just in the past year and a half. But, yeah, so are you familiar with Sonia? Is it Choquette? I'm not sure if that's how you say it. But she had a book, Ask Your Guides.
Yeah.
A couple different books. And you know, letting go of things. And there's so many different things that just talk to me, you know, or speak to me.
Well, just keep reading, and you don't have to be buying things right now. Just go online, read some articles on it, but connect up with your higher self. I can tell you right now, you have, when I look at you as your higher self, it's, I wish I could, see if I could just describe it. You're very, very tall, and you have this, it's not angel wings. It's this big presence of a nobleman. That's it. That's the word, nobleman. It's a nobleman. And so, you know, the wisdom that you can get everything from yourself, but you're a nobleman. You have this nobleness about you that has this wisdom and this insight. And if you just connect with that, Kenny, have that as your intention this week to connect. When you wake up in the morning, say, thank you, higher self, for your wonderful communication with me today. I am hearing everything you say, and I'm hearing, or I shouldn't say hearing, because you may feel it, you may smell it, you know. I do all of them. I smell, I hear, I sense. My mother crossed over just recently, and she talks to me all the time. She knocks on the door. She comes in with fragrances, and she communicates with me all the time. She's a spiritual guide now. And what I want you to do, though, is I want you to say thank you, higher self, for letting me finally understand what you're saying. And that way you can receive it in however way you can receive it. Just receive that information, okay?
I am writing this down, yes. Is there any just tidbit that you can give me on?
Yes.
Oh, I'm sorry. Of how to meditate. Is it okay just the way I'm doing it, or should I be doing some type of deep breathing and looking into a candle, or is there any...
I don't know about the deep candle part. I would meditate by breathing. I would breathe and just release all the information that's in your mind. I would, I personally, I can only tell you there are a million ways. When I want to meditate, I take a walk. I study. I do a lot of energy work, Kenny. So I go into, I have beautiful CDs that I listen to that help to release the energy that I have from other people and from myself and all that. But there are some beautiful meditation tapes. I don't choose those because I like to, I don't, some people like to be guided. Other people like beautiful music. So for me personally, I listen to beautiful music from the internet or from CDs that I've bought. So that might help you to do that.
Well, you have already helped me a tremendous amount. Thank you so much.
I appreciate that. And Kenny, thanks for calling in. Be sure and get your friends to listen in, because I love to counsel people. I do this show as a service to other folks, because that's just my gift on this planet.
And I appreciate that so much, and I know others that are listening do also. And if I were able to have your talent of what you do, that's exactly what I would want to be doing, as it as a service to others. So I commend you for that.
Well, thank you, sir. And you keep in touch. I'd like to hear how you're doing.
I will definitely do that. Thank
you
so much.
Spread your wings. Okay. Thanks, Kenny.
Thank you. God bless.
Okay, bye-bye. Well, I want to thank Kenny for calling in. And I do want to let everyone know, I know we didn't talk a whole lot about mother-daughter, but I've been going through a lot of changes in my life. And I think that Kenny was just a gift that God just gave me to keep doing the show, but doing it in a little different way. And I'm going to meditate myself this coming week on how to continue doing the show that I love to do, yet have it more of a Dear Abby type of show. I want to be able to have a talk. I want to be able to counsel people and help people with their soul's journey. That's the name of the show. I don't just like to talk, although I do enjoy that a little bit, but I have just been given a gift myself. So that I just want to comment. We have a few more minutes before the show ends, but I just want to say that the mother-daughter relationship is probably one of the most beautiful relationships there are. Some mothers and daughters are best friends, and I've always been told, you know, that you shouldn't be friends with your daughter or your children, but I disagree with that. I think that when they're little, that's true, but when you have a teenager and they're not in trouble, they need a parent. They also need that person that can be a friend in the sense of, how do I say this in just a few minutes? It's like, you know, they need someone that they know they can talk to without it ever going anywhere. And that's a mother-daughter friendship. It's going to be different than them talking to their friends that they may have in high school or something like that. But I think mothers and daughters can be friends. And I think as they mature, they become better friends. And I have to say that now that my mother's gone, sometimes I will want to call her. And I realize I have a better connection with her now than I did on Earth. I mean, she comes to me constantly. So, but you know, just honor that mother-daughter relationship, whether you're the daughter or you're the mother. Just honor it, because it is a valuable relationship. We learn how to be women from our mothers. We may learn the good from them, we may learn the bad from them. But remember, there's nothing bad. They came here, you chose your mother. And for whatever purpose, they're sharing something with you, whether you like it or not, learn from it. I did not understand my mother as well as, and she didn't necessarily, maybe she understood me, I don't know, but I think all mothers understand their children. But I, one of the gifts that I have been given by having a daughter later in life is that I learn to honor who she is. She's not me. She'll never be me. I was never my mother. You know, we're two different people. You are, your daughter is not a little you. You know, your daughter is just not that. They are their own unique person. And you need to honor who they are and still honor who you are. And I did something for my daughter today. I told her, why didn't she go to camp for a week? And, you know, I could tell by her voice, it's like she doesn't want to lose. She doesn't even want to leave her dog. She wants to do gymnastics right here and hip hop right here in the local town we live in. She doesn't want to go off to camp. I was doing that for me, thinking that was a good thing for her. And you know, we don't necessarily have, but she has input into her own life. And as soon as I heard her voice, I was like, this isn't what she wants. I can tell that right away. So I started looking. I really investigated it and realized, nope, that wasn't even the right camp for her. But, you know, I felt I was doing something for her. So it would all turned out beautifully and everybody won from it. So I just want to thank everybody for listening in tonight. I am really reevaluating the show and how I'm going to approach it. And I'm going to keep the name the same, but I may, you know, I want to do more of a live talk show so that I do have intuitive abilities and I do have legal abilities and I have a lot of abilities and I want to be able to incorporate them to help people with this. So it's going to be more like a Dear Dr. Vicky show than it is anything else. So I just want to thank you so much. And I want you to remember that no matter what the relationship with your daughter or your mother is, honor that in the best way that you can each and every day, because one day you will be your own mother. Your mother will be gone. And, you know, your daughter will move on. She will move on with her life and you'll be left with yourself. You're always left with yourself, no matter what. Even if you're a pet owner like I am, I love my dogs with all my heart, but one day they'll be gone. And they'll transform into another body, another kind of pet. And you always, always can depend on yourself and your higher self. It's just like I was talking to Kenny, your higher self. And I think that's what I'm going to do on the show on next week, is getting in touch with your higher self and angels. And that will be the show topic next week. So thank you for listening in to Living Your Soul's Journey. And remember to share with your friends. It's going to be, Dear Dr. Vicky, help me with this situation. Until next week, good night and be blessed.